Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have State Representative Steve Exaros. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Of course. Good morning, Christine and everyone.
Oh, you know, it's so good to hear from you again. Last time we spoke, I said we would get the update for Nero's Law, the bill filed to allow for humane transportation and care of police canines on Beacon Hill. And it seemed like things were really moving along in this legislative session. And wondering, where are we in that bill process?
We're doing great. Yeah, it's so important. And you know the backstory, how personal it is to me and basically everybody all over the Commonwealth. It's going great. It's in the hands of Speaker Mariano and the leadership of the House of Representatives, which I'm proud of. And I look forward to, you know, it's always bittersweet to talk about, but to, in a way, celebrate the passing of the Nero bill, hopefully sometime in January or as soon as we can in the new year. There's so much to this, and we have so much support. So everything's going great.
Now, for people that aren't familiar with the story, back in 2018, Yarmouth Police Sergeant Sean Gannon was killed in the line of duty while serving a search warrant in Barnstable. You, I believe, were the deputy police chief in that town at the time. And his canine, Nero, severely wounded, and Nero had to be transported in a police cruiser, but there was a problem because the way the law is written. And he had to wait, I believe, 4 hours for treatment. Tell our listeners what that was about.
Yes, that was a horrible day in my life and for all of us on Cape Cod and law enforcement and good people everywhere. Yeah, my officer, Sean Gannon, was murdered by a Massachusetts career criminal, shot in the head in Barnstable. I was the Yarmouth Police Deputy Chief. Sean was a Yarmouth police officer, 32 years old, married, wonderful young man. And that man murdered him, and he also shot Canine Nero in the head when Nero went to protect Sean. It was a horrible incident. And it took us 4 hours to get the suspect to give up. The suspect was in the home, the murderer, with the dog. But once we got him to come out, and I was there the whole time, so it's very personal, the SWAT team went in and rescued Canine Nero and brought him out. And this dog was bleeding to death and trying to breathe. And I was right there, and all the EMTs and the ambulance people could not help him because in Massachusetts, EMTs are not allowed to help an animal, and they're not allowed to put that animal in an ambulance. And the police officers put Nero, they held him in their lap. A doctor jumped in the back of a police car, and a real doctor, a human doctor, kept his airway open, and they stopped the bleeding, and they drove him to the nearest animal hospital, and he lived. And I was there 6 days later when he walked out of the hospital, skinny as a rail, covered in stitches, and he kept looking for Sean. And that led to me retiring and running for state representative to make a difference, and we're doing that. And I promise you that the Nero bill will pass because it has 100 co-sponsors. It has the support of the Speaker of the House. It has the support of the MSPCA, the AKC. It was featured in People magazine. We have over 3,000 signatures. And Governor Baker has told me he will sign it as soon as it gets to his desk.
Is there anything that you need our listeners to do? Do you need them to call their state reps and state senators and say, pass this bill?
I don't think so. If we do, we'll be back in touch. But right now, you know, we're on break at the State House, so everybody knows it. And I look forward to celebrating. The Speaker of the House will make it happen. It's just a matter of timing. There's no opposition. We have to get this done because, remember, also, Canine Kit was shot to death, died in Braintree. And I went to that dog's funeral at Gillette Stadium. And this law has to pass because there are 250 dogs, loving dogs, all over the state working right now. And if they're injured in the line of duty, they deserve to get medical treatment. Humans first. The law says humans first. But after that, these dogs do everything they can to protect all of us, and we should do everything we can to protect them.
Well, we so appreciate you joining us this morning, and we're going to keep up with the story. And again, that's State Representative Stephen Exario. So we appreciate you joining us, giving us the update on Nero's Law, and I'm sure we'll talk again when we get this passed.
We will. God bless and Happy New Year. Stay safe, stay healthy. Thank you.
Thank you again. We appreciate you joining us. We'll be back to take a look at traffic and weather right after this.
Each year,